This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization Thursday declared the coronavirus epidemic in China is now a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American citizens returning home from China are talking about their experiences dealing with the spreading coronavirus. Ed Donahue of AP reports.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first, 1 to 2 weeks. So that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is in its final hours, with senators asking questions before a climactic vote that will determine if the Senate hears from witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. If the trial starts on time Friday, Trump's lawyers and House managers will have 2 hours each to present their argument. The Senate will then decide whether to subpoena more witnesses and documents. Democrat Adam Schiff, the lead impeachment manager, says the president's team doesn't want more witnesses because it will incriminate Trump.
So why don't they want the head of OMB in? Why don't they want their own people in? Because their own people will incriminate the president.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says Democrats only want to hear from witnesses that will benefit their case and not from ones the Republicans want to call.
Under their theory, if we wanted to talk to the whistleblower, even in a secure setting, to find out if he in fact may have worked for the vice president or may have worked on Ukraine or may have been in communication with the staff, that's irrelevant.
If no witnesses or documents are approved, the Senate could then move to a final vote on whether to acquit the president. The U.S. military is looking at traumatic brain injury after more than 50 U.S. troops were impacted by them in Iran's missile attack on an Iraqi airbase. Ben Thomas has more.
Your brain is a very fragile part of your body.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the military does take brain injuries seriously.
The unseen wounds of war, for example, those can be serious or they can be not so serious. It depends on the individual. It depends on the proximity to the blast. And sometimes they are lifelong. Sometimes they resolve themselves within weeks or months.
He says traumatic brain injuries, or TBIs, can take time to appear.
The TBI manifests itself over time. It's not necessarily instantaneous.
Milley says the Pentagon is studying ways to reduce and prevent brain injuries on the battlefield and to improve diagnosis and treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Super Bowl is Sunday in Miami, Florida, and singers Jennifer Lopez and Shakira headline the halftime show. AP's Margie Zaralletta has a preview.
Waiting for tonight.
Jennifer Lopez describes the Super Bowl halftime show as very Shakira and very Jennifer. She says it's packed with a lot of energy and heartfelt moments. Shakira says she is honored to be representing the Latino community at a very American event. While Shakira says she's ready for it, she admits, yeah, she's feeling the pressure.
Tell me about it. I was until 4 a.m. last night trying a pair of shorts and kind of tearing. Because they didn't fit right.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.